We're gonna talk about the meetup. It's not really a show. I mean,
No.
I can play the, I have the intro. I can play it. But people wanted to know what happened. So,
Yeah, we promised a follow-up show, so.
Smelly Melly says that Wednesday T-Pain was at the fair. I think y'all just missed him. Yeah, I maybe, but Dawson, did you see the song that T-Pain did with those two old guys?
No.
Yeah, the rap song.
Yeah, we tried to get them for the show once, but
Yeah.
they wouldn't respond. They're too big for us, and now they're
Obviously, they're doing songs with T-Pain.
doing songs with T-Pain now. That was
I'm
was not
not sure
expecting
that's how
that.
that happened, but
Yeah, well, actually, that is the chain of events, Sauce. I sent out a request to use their song on the show, and then
no, T.
after I did that, they did the song with T-Pain. So
Listen.
basically, my request got them that song, is what happened.
They did that song and put it out, and people were jumping in, making their own tracks on it, and they called out T-Pain, and T-Pain jumped on it after the fact. It'd be cool.
Well, I'm pretty sure that means they did a song with T-Pain.
No.
Are they on a song with T-Pain?
No.
They aren't?
They made a song, and then T-Pain just added on to the end of it. Yeah, it's like
Is
when artists do a little call out, hey, do your verse on the end of my track.
yeah, is T-Pain on their song? Yes
Not
or
gonna
no?
win, but
Yes or
no.
no? I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong
He's
about
on
that.
the soundtrack. Meet music.
I don't think that's correct. I don't. I heard both of them. I heard them and T-Pain on the same song, on the same track, all voices, three
Feels like we're back
voices.
together again.
We are.
Hey,
Yeah.
I missed you.
Well, you know, I missed you too.
I my buddy Nick D put a new album out, you know. Just they don't have T-Pain though.
T-Pain
Oh,
is not
cool.
on that. Maybe he will be after the fact. But
Yeah,
Nick D will
maybe.
not have done a song with T-Pain if that happens.
No.
They have to be in the studio together for that to occur. Or
Something.
the song can't be released prior. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm gonna punch you in the dick with my lips.
Over again.
What's the capital
Yeah.
of Bangkok?
Gotta say that like 2 seconds faster and then hit me and start laughing all like within the same time frame. I fucking blinked and like my life was over.
Flash.
Dude, I didn't even have time to like comprehend anything and it was already over. So
How we do it around here.
fucking
Shit.
Andy Rocket over here.
riffing. All right. Should we couple questions. One, do we go ahead and just get started going into it? Two, do I play the intro?
Oh
How
boy.
much how deep into this do I go? Is this episode, is this podcast 713?
I don't think so, but
okay.
Nah, we just make it a special call out.
Okay.
You can do the intro though. You want to?
I think we do the
This,
song though. I think people want to hear the song.
Okay.
Not for us, not for me, not to do a show. But I just think, I think it would make people feel good.
All right, just play the song. Just play the
If
song.
you can get us to hype two, a level two hype train, we'll play the song.
Just play the song. Hype. It's not look. It said hype level two. Play the song. Shut up. Just shut up. And play the fucking song. Four fucking seconds. Play the fucking song.
I'm
Shut
looking
up.
for it. I'm looking for the four
I thought you
fucking
had it already,
seconds.
dude. You've been talking about having this fucking song.
Four fucking seconds. It took
Did
you
you
four
reboot your
fucking
PC?
seconds to piss me off
Yeah.
again.
Have you ever done a fucking podcast before? I got the song here. I got the song here. Maybe I shouldn't play it. I don't know. Should I play it? Should I not play it? Welcome to the Vent Chat Show, everyone.
I feel like Andy needed this. Just a guess.
I swear, I thought I have a go fuck yourself, Andy. Where the fuck is it? God damn it. It's been so long.
That crazy white dude, fuck him.
Close enough.
All right. Oh, here it is.
Go fuck yourself, Andy.
Yeah, there we go. I found it. Now I feel better. What the fuck is wrong with you tonight?
Did you pregame the show?
I think he did.
No.
All right. 3, 2. Hey everyone, welcome to kind of sort of the Vent Chat show. It's not really a show. This isn't going to be like episode 713 or anything like that, but it's me, Dawson, Esta, Sauce. All four of us are here. Finn is not going to be here tonight. Turd Hat said he might show up, so I guess there's a possibility he could show up, but let's not count on it. We went to Minnesota. We had our 2024 Minnesota State Fair meetup. Dawson did a fantastic job planning it. And we had some requests to hop on and start talking about what happened. So we're just going to, I don't know, go through the chain of events and talk about what happened. I've written down some stuff. I sent it to you all earlier so that you could maybe prepare if I've forgotten anything or anything like that. So yeah, let's talk about it. Let's do this. We got there on Thursday, and the first thing that we did was, Dawson, we took everyone. Well, not everyone. We took, it was me, you, Sauce, Esta, and Frack You. We went to the Prince tour, but it wasn't supposed to be you.
No, it was not. I wasn't there. Rob was there.
Robert, I'm not going to say his last name, but Dawson used Rob's ticket, and it's not supposed to be transferable. So Dawson had to tell the lady at the front desk that his name was Robert, and he gave Rob's last name too. So he was Rob while we were there on that tour. And Dawson, you and I had already been there before. I would say... Yep. This time through, I'm curious to hear what Esta and Sauce thought about it. Would you say it was 30% different than when we did it, maybe?
Yeah.
It's the same beats, but...
Same stuff. Our guy just had different little tidbits and maybe a different video here and there, but... And then the room was completely different. There was no shoe room. There was a 40th anniversary for Purple Rain. Set up instead of shoes.
Yeah. So we got there. They took our phones. They locked them up. Sauce was double phoned up on a Thursday because he can't leave work alone while he's gone. So he had to shove two phones into a tiny little lockbox sock.
Yeah, I did do that.
That was good. And then we were standing there waiting with security. And there was a guy that walked up. And we're like, is that our tour guide? And Dawson, you said, I sure as fuck hope that's not our tour guide.
Oh, yeah, the IT-looking motherfucker?
Yeah. It's this white guy with long hair and his glasses.
Yeah, I was like, that is not the guy. He's coming to fix the printer. Yeah. He's fixing the printer. Nah, he's not leading us on a tour.
Because
we had Domino last time, and he was so...
Yeah, we had Domino. He's like this little black guy, leather jacket, like... Just, you know, what you would expect when you go to take a tour of Prince's house, of Paisley Park. Domino is exactly what you would expect. And I'd hope that we would sort of get Domino. And we did not get Domino, but we got someone that was similar to Domino, you know, very close, had different stories. Had different stories, and that was good because it did make me feel like I wasn't necessarily taking the same tour. But Esta, Sauce, you all have never taken that tour. So what were you thinking? What were some of your favorite parts of it, I guess?
Seeing the studios is really cool. The actual, like, recording areas. And the, like, the room where he would just review footage and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
I fell asleep in there.
The one you fell asleep in.
Friends are usually 2 for 2 on falling asleep on tours with me.
yeah, I don't know. Just, I mean, the doves were cool, but you didn't really get to see them. So.
Yeah, they've got fucking doves there, and you can hear the doves, but they're not crying. They made that very That's clear right. to us that they were not crying.
They were not?
Because they're not sad, Sauce. These doves are living a happy life.
Yeah, they look like it.
Did you enjoy playing ping pong on Prince's personal ping pong table?
That was great, actually. I did play a little ping pong.
I should have pulled a bunch of pictures. We could have put the pictures together and shared them with everyone. But we got a group picture. We got pictures on a motorcycle, Dawson.
Yeah, we did. Couldn't you pull them from the Discord? But anyways.
I don't think that one's on there. But...
Okay. Hopefully not. Yeah, no, we did. We got to do that. And it was fun. It rained. It was there was a severe storm rolling through.
It was not purple. Yeah, that was trippy.
It wasn't purple rain. It was green rain.
Yeah, it was freaky looking.
Yeah, there's this big skylight in the, I guess, like the atrium area of the place. There's this huge skylight, and we go through the tour, and it looks like it's going to start raining. And at one point, we see rain outside, but we walk back into that atrium as we're, I think, getting ready to leave the tour. And you look up, and it's just green outside through that skylight. It was weird looking. Like, I had not really seen.
Yeah, like when we came in, it was like that. Kind of bright and. It wasn't blue skies, but it was definitely bright.
It was cool with the purple. I mean,
it was. Yeah. It was cool. So
it's neat.
You guys can't forget that you guys had two tour guests or tour guides on this tour.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite part, to be honest.
Never seen anyone more excited to give a fact than Dawson.
So. I'll let you jump to that, but quickly, I'm gonna agree with Esther that the studios and just the size of the studios was kind of neat to see. Like you guys told the story about what you saw last time, and I was kind of excited. Yeah. I really want to see the shoes, but you don't really understand how big things are until you see them in person.
You did get to see a little bit of the shoes at the end.
Yeah
we did, but
yeah.
Listen, Andy walked into a room with a tour guide. And a bunch of people, and he got the tour guide going on a fucking Goofy movie fact. And he took over the tour and basically walked up front and did a little, you know, little spill and had everybody laughing.
Yeah, I had the whole tour. I took over that tour.
It's not even my tour. Exaggeration. He literally did go up there
for like 3 minutes.
The facts.
3 minutes. It was not 3 minutes. Please.
But like leaned hard into it. Like, I bet you didn't know. And then boom, 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 boom.
Well, it started because they were talking about Tevin Campbell recorded there.
Yep.
And Dawson's like, Tevin Campbell did Eye to Eye for a Goofy movie. And did you know that Disney is doing a Pop to Punk album? And he's like, it was legitimately probably like 45 seconds.
Andy. I'll be taking over this part of the tour now.
Yeah, dude, I was loving it. Tears. I had to turn around. I was could not hold myself together. It was hysterical.
Hey, we paid a lot of money there. I'm going to be able to take over the tour if I want to take over.
You didn't pay shit.
You're right. Well, I didn't pay.
That's a good point.
Rob got me. Rob got me a bunch of drinks, or somebody got me drinks at the Catalina Wine Mixer, so I ended up paying Rob back.
Wait, someone got you drinks, so you paid them back? What?
I had drinks. I was drinking. I'll pay Rob back.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't gonna pay him back. There was a lot of cash being handed around him.
Well, you don't need to pay him back. He wasn't gonna be able to use it anyway.
He was gonna lose out on it, but you know, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
What else? Do we have anything else on that tour?
I think
that was kind of. I mean,
I think that kind of covers the tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was just kind of a. Fracky was the only one who joined us, so.
So
he had fun on that tour.
Yeah. Fracky, was that your all's first time meeting Fracky? Because Dawson and I had both already met him.
Yeah, it was my first time for sure.
He's tall, yep. A tall.
Yeah, he is.
Goofy tall guy. Bald motherfucker.
Big guy. Yeah.
That submarine fuck. So that's that tour. And then after that, I guess we went back to the hotel room. So the four of us were staying in a suite at the town place around the Mall of America. And what we all had the same thought of what this was going to be, right? Like, I thought it was going to be two rooms, a living space that had a pull-out couch, but also like one of the bedrooms also had a couch. Did we all think that?
Yeah, I was under the assumption that one of the rooms had a bed and a couch.
Two couches.
There was a pull-out in the living room. Yeah, two couches.
So we got there, and there is a pull-out couch in the living space with a right next to the kitchen table in the kitchenette. There's a cuck chair, as Dawson affectionately calls it.
And we never used that thing though. That's
well, you never used it. You left a day early. there were two bedrooms, and basically the only thing that fit in these bedrooms was the dresser and the bed. There was no room for a couch in there.
Crammed bed, like a big bed into each of them.
And one little bathroom. With the sink in the hallway. Didn't even have the sink in the bathroom, which was wound up being nice, but was odd whenever I first saw it. So it was much smaller than I expected it to be. And I want to just go ahead and get this out of the way. Sauce graciously allowed Dawson and I to have the bedrooms. Now, Dawson, you did a lot of the planning. You actually booked the room, so I think it makes sense for you to have the bedroom. But those you two guys let me have the other bedroom, and I thank you for that. I don't know if I said it that weekend, but I do thank you for that because it was nice.
No, but you showed me, so that's all I could ask for.
So, Sauce, you slept on. There was a pull-out couch, but you didn't pull it out. You just slept on the couch in the living room.
I just old school. Slept right on the couch.
Yeah. With an ottoman on the end to extend the couch.
Yeah.
So you were good.
My feet were on the ottoman, staring right into Esta's eyes.
And Esta, what were you sleeping on, Esta?
The biggest motherfucking inflatable bed thing that I've ever seen.
I've never seen an air mattress that had a headboard.
A headboard.
So to be clear, because people are confused by this headboard.
It's not a wooden headboard.
Yeah, it blows up as well. It's part of the mattress.
It's a blow-up headboard.
More air, but it's blow-up.
And it's nice whenever you have someone lean over the back of the air mattress so that their ass is... whatever. It's very nice. It's convenient, is what I'll say.
A very nice mattress, I will say.
Dawson supplied a Mac Daddy air mattress for you to sleep on. Mm-hmm. And it held the air with the exception of the first night. I don't know what we did the first night.
I don't know. Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that.
Can we talk about the master switch and how
I forgot it.
I don't know why I was so enamored terrible by plan. This. But there was a master switch right by the door that if it was not on, if it's turned off, everything in the fucking room was turned off. Everything. So that had to stay on. But also, we're sitting at the kitchen table, which is in the living space. And if you lean back against that wall, you lean onto a light switch that turns the lights off in the living room. And how many times did we turn those lights off?
I can't even count.
I mean, every 15 minutes, maybe? Every 15 minutes. Got them turned off. So, yeah, the hotel room was interesting. Dawson really liked the elevators in the hotel. You had a ball. It was like whenever you got around those elevators, you turned into a different person.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Somebody pushed a button. I think he hit the button probably about 10 times in 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Elevator to come up.
Fucking rapid fire on that button. Like it was going to get there faster. But the elevator was also the location of probably the running joke for the four of us for the entirety of the meetup. Dawson looks at Sauce. And what'd you say to him, Dawson?
Well, we were kind of like scurrying down the hall. It was fast paced. And then we were waiting at the elevators and I just looked at Sauce and I'm like, hey Sauce, what's the capital of Bangkok? Thailand. And I smacked him. And it was so fast, he didn't have a chance to react. We got in the elevator. No, that was in the elevator. As we were walking on the elevator.
What's the capital of Bangkok?
Thailand.
And smacked him right in the nuts.
Imagine
that happening within 2 seconds. All of that, not just one of it. Him saying, what's the capital of Bangkok? Thailand. Hitting me in the dick and laughing. All in 2 seconds. And I'm standing there trying to process what happened. And my dick hurts.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead. We didn't talk about lunch. You guys, they had Juicy Lucy's. We forgot about that.
Oh, I did forget about that. We did have Juicy Lucy's. That was before Prince, right?
Rewind.
Yeah, that was the first thing we did. I met you guys there. We tried to find the restaurants.
Because we couldn't get into the hotel.
Yeah, we got to tell a story about the restaurants now.
Okay, go ahead.
Shit. When I said this. I was like, Dawson told us to go to this place that supposedly is decent or good. And we roll in there and it's packed and coming out trying to make new plans. And then Dawson says, well, that place sucks anyways.
He's like, we should go here. You guys can get Juicy Lucy's too. Like everybody loves it. Blah, blah, blah. And we get in there and we're like, this is way too stressful. It's packed. There's nowhere to sit. Maybe we should go somewhere else. He's like, yeah, that place fucking sucks anyway. why are we here?
the other place was chill. It was a lot more open. Food was good.
Yeah, your first Juicy Lucy was a success. Because it was as good this time as it was for me last time.
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious.
Okay, all right. The meeting Dawson at the restaurant, I always forget this, and then I remember it whenever I'm with you in person. It doesn't come across on a podcast or on a phone call or anything like that, but when you're with Dawson in person, that motherfucker's voice booms. Amazing. Like you should have been in show business. You project phenomenally.
That's just my voice. Maybe I'm quieter down here because I'm at home and my family's asleep upstairs, but I don't know.
It took me a couple of minutes. I was like, God damn, this motherfucker's yelling. And then I just remember, oh yeah, that's him. That's his voice. But it does, it carries. And especially in a quiet place like that that's big and cavernous almost, it kind of echoes a little bit, so that's fun. So where were we? You got me off track. We did Prince,
we did
hotel.
Breakfast or hotel, then we did the lunch. Oh, and we went back and that's where we were at.
Oh yeah, we're still at the hotel. Esta brings up all of the stuff he brought. Esta brought enough drinks for 3 meetups if everyone was coming to party in our room. You had an excessive amount of beverages.
I figured if we had anybody in the room, that there would be plenty of stuff.
You were, I think you were envisioning the party room with Michael Scott whenever he went to the Vancouver, the Vancouver conference in the office. It was not that. But in addition to Esther's drinks, I got to taste Dawson's meat in the hotel.
Finally.
He also brought pork. So, that was good. It was good too. It was delicious.
It was delicious.
Yeah. I had to put it away. That pulled pork. So good.
Yeah, that's right. I did. I did. I made pulled pork for these guys.
It was good.
I showed him enough pictures of my meat.
It was good too. And he was like, I could tell he was waiting for us to tell him it was good. And I think there was a part of him that was a little worried that we weren't going to like it.
Well, we even talked about it beforehand. And we're like, even if it's really good, let's just act like it's not. But I'm like, I don't know if I could do that too.
Well, my move was going to be like to be like, yeah, it's good, but in, you know, a way that's like I'm lying. But I could. Yeah. It was so good. I don't even think I could fake it.
It was
good. And he was like, and then once we said we liked it, his move was like, I mean, it's not even like the best. I could do better. I've done better. It's not my best. It's definitely not my best. So he's good. Did we go to, was Thursday night the night we went to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Well, yeah, the Gophers game was on and it was season kickoff. And I'm like, let's go, where can we go watch that's got the game on? And at that point we started, it still wasn't like we had anything officially on the schedule, but a lot of people had come into town, or were landing. So we threw out the signal and we had, I don't know what, eight people, I think.
So
join us.
So it was the four of us, Milliamp. Milliamp was at believe it or not, Milliamp was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I thought he ditched us on that one, but no.
Frack You, Zelkiki and his lady, Perpy Girk, were Daggard and his wife. Were they there?
I believe so.
No, they
are you sure?
No, I'm not.
I don't think so.
I'm also not sure. It all kind of, like, stuff starts to blend together too, right?
Yeah. Well, and then like the thing about that is we go to this Buffalo Wild Wings because I'm like, oh, what's the game's there? And it's dead. There's no one in this place. And the guy's like 20 minutes. 20 minutes to push one table to next to the other table. It's gonna take you 20 minutes. There's no one in this place, and it's
I mean there so are like, okay. There are probably 40 tables in this restaurant, conservatively, and there are maybe people sitting at six of them.
And that's more. I think there's maybe three tables. But so then we waited the 10 minutes for them to push these tables together. We get there and there's a pile of fucking food on the floor next to our table. It's like, are you guys kidding me? What did you do for the last 10 minutes? Bring junk and put it right here. So we got pissed off and left. And our waitress was like awful.
They didn't want anybody in there.
No, our waitress was terrible. They messed up the drinks. They didn't taste right. It took like a half an hour for Fracu to get his beer because they didn't know how to pour a Guinness properly at the bar. Like they could. And he's like, yeah, this doesn't taste right. It was awful. So that was my bad. We fucked up. And the game, by the time we got out of there, the game started because it was delayed for Thunderstorm. So we wasted everyone's time.
Well, it was buy one, get one free, six wings.
Yeah, so I saved people money.
My wings were cold. That's neither here nor there. It was
not called hot wings.
It could have been worse.
You didn't get diarrhea from it.
I did not get diarrhea. I didn't get diarrhea the whole meetup. That's a big W, guys.
I did not either.
I don't even know if I shat until Saturday night. I don't think I shat Thursday or Friday.
Jesus.
I get, whenever I go somewhere that's not, you know, my domicile, I'm away from the bidet, I get nervous. And subconsciously, I start holding it in. I'm not intentionally holding it in. It's not like I was like, Thursday and Friday, I'm not going to the bathroom. It's just my brain tells me, nah, brother, you don't need to go. You're good. You're good. So I don't. But yeah, no, it did not give me diarrhea. So that was good. But we fucked off from Buffalo Wild Wings after we figured out how to pay by scanning the QR code on the table. That was other thing. Our waitress disappeared.
She didn't.
Didn't tell us.
We had to figure out which QR code was the correct one because it was three different tables.
Yeah, we got three tables and they tied them all to one
table. She put it on the one opposite from where she was standing.
For some goddamn reason. I don't get that. So we fucked off from Buffalo Wild Wings and we went to the restaurant and the hotel adjacent to our hotel. And we went with Milliamp, Frack U. Once again, it's the four of us, Milliamp and Frack U. And then Rob showed
up. That's when Rob showed up, yes.
Rob showed up there and sat down across from me. We're sitting at four on one side, four on the other. He's sitting across from me. Frack U's next to me. Can't remember who's sitting next to Frack U. And then Esta's on the other end. So Esta's opposite of me. As Finn would say, kitty corner to Rob. So all the way far away from the table. Rob looks at me and goes, who's that down there? I was like, who's who? He's like, who's that guy down there in the hat? I was like, Esta? He's like, that's Esta? Holy shit. And he looks at Esta. He goes, Esta, what happened? And Esta's like, what? He goes, you gained weight. Or did he say you got fat? Or did he say you gained weight?
I feel like he said fat.
I don't remember exactly what he said.
Either way, it was like a holy shit, Esta, I didn't recognize you. You got so fucking fat. Jesus, man. And if you've seen Esta since the last time that we saw Esta, I mean, I think all of us probably have gained a little bit of weight, but we're not unrecognizable.
Who the fuck is that?
He was like, this guy? Who's this guy down here?
That's being bigger. I have a little more beard, and it's gray now, so I don't know if that matters.
I don't know if it does either. So after Rob got there, I think that's when Zelkiki showed up. And we forgot to mention the most interesting thing about Zelkiki. He's a lovely person. He's fantastic. Loved hanging out with him. He looks like fucking Timu Finn is what we called him. Okay? Mm-hmm. He looks like Finn.
It was so wild. It's so crazy. It's like, man, you look exactly like Finn. And he wore like outfits like Finn. It's like, what is happening right
now? He's got the long, like kind of like shoulder length, dark hair. He's wearing the same kind of glasses that Finn would wear. And then he's wearing like fucking flowy button up shirts like Finn would. It was, frankly, it was weird. It was, if you're a sports fan, it felt like the Dylan Rayola, Patrick Mahomes thing where that's not going to make a lot of sense to people that don't follow sports, mm-hmm, but there's a Nebraska college quarterback that looks just like Patrick Mahomes and does everything like Patrick Mahomes. So look it up. But that's what I felt like it was with Zelkiki looking like Finn. It threw me off for a good bit whenever I first met him. So I was like, holy shit, Finn's here. Not really, but like he kind of was in spirit. Which was interesting. We had drinks and dinner and then went back to the hotel. And that was it for Thursday, right?
I think so.
That was just the first day. That's the first day. That's before the meetup officially started. That's how we roll. And if you were at any of these things and we left you off, it's not because you're not memorable. It's just because a lot of shit happened. And I feel like I conflate. I add people to situations, and I'm trying not to do that. I don't want to speak out of school. So Friday, Dawson, you had the brilliant idea. You're like, this breakfast food truck is going to be right down the street, right over here, in this parking lot, so close. Let's go walk to it. I want it. And we took off. And I don't know if I would say it was so close, but it was close enough. Once we found it, we walked around the whole building when we got there. But we found it.
Yeah.
And what kind of food truck is this? It's breakfast, obviously.
Breakfast. What do they have? Breakfast. They had breakfast sandwiches, breakfast burritos, something else. A breakfast something else. Bowl. Breakfast bowl.
Bowl, I think.
It's all eggs, right? So, yeah, I got a really big egg. They use Norwegian bread, which is just like a sweeter Texas toast, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of tasted like bread to me, but it was good. It was good. I think we had the same thing. Bacon, egg, and cheese, maybe.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, my first time ever having it, it was good. I would definitely get it again. I made a point to ask Milliamp what he thought of everything.
He's kind of my gauge of
fancy foods, and he said it was fantastic. So.
Oh, he did. Fantastic.
Yeah, man. He said it was maybe the best breakfast sandwich he's ever had in his life.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, you weren't around for that conversation. That's
I just saw Smelly Melly and Lego. Oh yeah, no, it sucks without the bidet. God damn it, it sucks being away from the bidet, having to poop like a goddamn animal.
That's right.
So yeah, so the food truck was delicious. I enjoyed that. And then Friday was the Twins game.
Yeah, well, that was Catalina Wine Mixer. So I think, didn't we go over?
Did we just chill?
Rob wanted to go to the, no, we did for a little bit. We watched, we went back to our everyone. That was the thing. I was afraid that not having a jam-packed schedule would be a turnoff for some people. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that a lot of people enjoyed not having a wall-to-wall schedule, and they could have some time to do
for sure
things on their own. Like we hadn't even seen Turd Hat at this point, and he was there. They were off doing, him and Storm were off doing their thing. I think like at that point, Milliamp, he went downtown to watch a soccer game at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the food there was fantastic. And the beers were great. And then we hung out. And then Rob wanted to go to the Mall of America to go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
He'd never been to the Mall of America. So he had to go to all these new stores, like the Under Armour store, the Apple store. The Nike store, the Lego store,
all these love that.
Stores he could.
I do love that.
American Eagle. He went in American Eagle.
What, Rob? Rob, what are you doing going into American Eagle, brother? Hello, hey. Fellow kids.
Hey, I got those cargo pants.
I mean,
hang my hammer off my belt.
To be fair, he did buy something in the Under Armour store. I think so.
Yeah.
He showed us, but he did. It did feel like he was like, I want to go see the mall and see these stores that I don't. It was like North Face and Under Armour. Like, I'm pretty sure you have these somewhere near you, but he got to see the mall. We walked around the mall. No surprise to anyone. The Mall of America is fucking massive. So we didn't even get to walk. We didn't walk the whole thing. We were just there for, I don't know, an hour.
Really? Yeah. We were only there for like an hour because we had to get it back. We had to get back to catch the train to get down to the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Ah, yes. So we walked over to the train.
Yeah, that was pretty much it at the mall. We walked over to the train, and like, there was a group of us. And was it Trantor? No. Who got on the train first? Was it
Daggard?
Daggard and his wife.
Yeah.
Daggard, yeah. They The train comes like flying in, and usually you get like a couple minutes to get on this thing. They got on, and then, like, the doors slammed shut, and we couldn't even get on, and it just took off.
It was so fucking fast. So we're like,
oh, shit. it was so fast. So like, I'm sending a DM and I'm like, sorry guys, watch out for the people smoking crack. and they were off. So we had to wait 10 minutes and then the next train rolls up. And we are a group of 7 or 8 people. We walk into the cart, but it was full. So I turn around and go to the next cart over because it was empty. But we left Zelkiki and his lady on that cart. And I was like, oh, no, we did it again.
Well, I was on that one with them. And I saw you all getting into the other one. And I said, oh, shit. And I ran because I remember how fast it went. I ran out of my car and got into your all's car right as the door was closing. And then I realized that they didn't follow me. So like, oh, fuck. We did it again. This is just an elaborate ruse to prank everyone as they show up. We're going to make you ride the train with all the crack smokers. Which, yeah, by the way, someone did share a picture of a guy smoking crack on that train. So,
Turdhead, after the Twins game, he sent a picture of a guy smoking crack on that train.
So,
and I believe suspicions confirmed from that train. Yeah, I told you.
We were wrong to doubt you. But to be honest with you, it felt like a pretty safe train. Frankly.
Yeah. I mean, going there, it wasn't that busy. Coming home sucked because we couldn't move and
it was packed. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to the wine mixer.
We met somebody from Canada. Oh, sorry, wine mixer.
That was after the game. I'm surprised you remember. we went to the Catalina wine mixer and we met up with Turd Hat and Stormy were there at the restaurant across the street with Milliamp. So we walked over there to meet them. And
he said the pizza there was fantastic. Not as good as Domino's.
Probably the most interesting thing, Sauce, you reminded me of this. When we met up with Turd Hat was wearing a backwards baseball hat. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's the San Diego one.
San Diego.
Mr. Baseball Hat himself.
Yeah, he finally gave in and got a baseball hat. And you know what? It looked good on him. It didn't even look like it didn't fit. It looked great. So, and I looked at it, and his hat size is bigger than mine, but it was not exceptionally larger than mine, which was a little disappointing, frankly, because I do not have a big head, and I expected it to be much, much larger than mine, but it was only a couple sizes. 7 1/8. So what are you rolling, Esta?
I don't know. I think about the same.
Yeah. On a snapback, I got about 4 snaps left on a one size fits all. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's getting bigger. I haven't worn a fitted hat for a while, honestly, but it was not as big as Turd Hat's. His would not fit me. He also, Sauce, what were the shoes that he was wearing? Those hideous shoes.
So he has some shoes that look like not the Timu Converse. Not even that.
Like Chuck Taylor's, right?
Yeah, Chuck's, but worse. But the bottom looked like there were some wine bottle corks. And he was like, check these things out. And then he showed us the bottom. And it had like a copper tack stuck into the bottom sole of his shoe, and he's like, "I'm one with the earth. I'm grounded."
Yeah, it grounds
so
you.
They were find out he bought these shoes that look like shit falling apart that he bought on a TikTok shop for like a ridiculous amount of money. But his body feels better now, and he's one with the earth, and he's going to live to be 117 or something.
They were so fucking ugly.
they were bad. He has huge feet. And, like, they were so low. Like, I mean, I know Chuck Taylors are low, but, I mean, dude, they were way below his ankle.
Yeah, I've never seen shoes that went down that far. Like, I have those
socks you slip on that, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
The no-show? The super low. No-show socks?
Yeah, no-show socks. Those were the size of his shoes.
I mean, I have those Topsiders that he bought me, which I love, by the way, and they come down low, but I feel like those shoes come down lower than those.
Yeah.
It was wild.
And he has Ronald McDonald feet, so it looks worse.
Ronald McDonald feet.
He seemed like he was excited for his shoes and very disappointed in himself all at the same time.
I asked Stormy, I said, did he buy those as like a conversation starter? And she's like, 100%. He's like, he just wants people to ask him about those shoes. So, yeah, turned out your shoes are ugly as fuck. But you're going to be 117 and I'm going to die at 71. So who's laughing at that point? The Catalina Wine Mixer. What was the place that you picked, Dawson? What was that called?
It was called Modest Brewing Company.
Ah, yes. Modest Brewing. They had, it was a brewery with drinks, but no food. But the good thing about that is they allowed you to bring in food. But I think we thought there was going to be a food truck. Is that right?
Well, I asked ahead of time and they weren't sure. There ended up being a food truck out there, but we didn't ever go out there. Some people got some pizzas from across the street and brought them over.
Ah, yes. Right. Not my style of pizza.
Like a Detroit style?
Yeah. No way.
It was. Yeah, those weren't for me. Not the ones that were ordered. It's fine.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but no, we were there. We had a little private room. It started to pick up as the Twins game went on, but it was nice. It was nice to have a little room space for us.
So at the meetup at the Catalina Wine Mixer, we had the four of us, obviously. Turd Hat, Rob, Daggard and his wife, Stormy, Zelkiki and his lady. Frack You was there. Trantor, who I'd never met. Yep. Who has maybe the most interesting story about how he found Vent Chat out of anyone I've ever heard in my life. Okay, so how old is Trantor again? It's like 60, early 60s?
I think so. I think that's what he said.
I think he said like 62, something like that. He's early 60s. I asked him how he found the show, and he says he found the show because he was trying to learn about Vocal Fry. And if he Googled Vocal Fry and Vent Chat popped up. And if you remember, it was an episode where they were talking about Vocal Fry with Eldon. Is that right?
Yes.
So he listened to the show and he's like, well, this, it's not really teaching me anything about Vocal Fry, but it's funny. And he never stopped listening. That is the weirdest way to find this show I've ever heard in my life. I was doing research on Vocal Fry. Oh man, that was wild. So it was really nice to meet him. I didn't know what he looked like, even though everyone said his picture on Twitter is him. So how the fuck do you not know what he looks like? I don't know what to tell you, brother.
I mean, I think it looked a little different, but. I'm also not looking at people's profile pictures and like blowing them up. And
yeah, not generally. Not generally. Maybe every once in a while, but not really. So that's the crew that was at the wine mixer. And then later we had a special guest show up. Esta. Who showed up?
Yeah. Are you talking about DVD?
Yeah. Fucking DVD. Esta's brother. Just shows up. Wasn't expecting him. I wasn't expecting him, at least. Esta teased me and said that he might show up, but then he did show up. And let me tell you, Esta, DVD looks like a skinnier,
younger,
sexier, younger version of you.
Yeah, basically.
He's the better looking Esta. Rob looked at him and he's like, oh shit, Esta's here. Because that's what he remembers you looking like. Before you got all fat. He's like, oh, there's Esta. DVD showed up, so it was nice meeting him. He hung out with us until the end of the Catalina Wine Mixer, and then we headed over to the baseball game, and we had some extra tickets, so I think he took one of those extra tickets.
there's an important part about leading up to the discussions that we need to talk about during the wine mixer.
Are you talking about how you get overserved?
I mean, well,
yes, but
sort of.
Go ahead.
We participated in some gummies.
Oh, the gummies. Okay, so I forgot about this. You all tell it from your point of view. Tell it from your point of view, because I have my point of view.
That's what I wanted to say. I don't know.
Well, so I had, I don't want to get all fucked up. So I just bit like half of one. And I'm like, Sauce, you're in charge of me. And then he's like, what are you going to do with that other half? And then he so he takes it. It goes over the bread. And it's like, Brett, you have to watch over us. And Brett just, what did you do?
And I said, why do I have to watch over you? And you said, we each had a half of a gummy. And I said, well, I just took a whole gummy, so I don't know who's watching over us.
Like, I guess we're all fucked.
I mean, I wasn't real concerned about it because I had a gummy that Turdhead gave me. I don't partake. I know it might surprise people, but I don't really partake in the weed gummies. But in Boston, Turdhead gave me one and I took it. And I think I've told this story on here before. I was like, I didn't feel a fucking thing. And then after I got home from the meetup, I started thinking about it and I was like, you know what? That night that I took it is the night that we went to that bakery.
Yeah, dude, I was high with you that night. We were both fucking ripped.
I had a bunch of baked goods, and then I went over and had a full Chinese dinner with some dude at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
trust me, you felt it.
So I didn't think I did, but apparently I did. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take another one. That seemed like fun. And then they both take a half and tell me I'm in charge of them. I'm like, I just took double what you all took. And then Sauce is like, fuck it. So Sauce, you took another one? So you ran for one and a half?
I took a whole one, a one and a half. And just to be clear, I don't partake ever. That's the first weed gummy I've ever had. I mean, I've done weed when I was a wee lad. But since then, just alcohol. But I was also, just to context, I was drinking with Esther's sweet sours that he brought me. And at the brewery.
You
were. And gummy and a half.
So you're drinking all day.
So I was drinking and I did some gummies and I felt great. I was having a good old time. No issue. At that time.
There was no issue at the brewery. As soon as we walked out of the brewery, there seemed to be an issue. As soon as you started walking.
If you're on the Discord, you can see.
It became clear.
That state at that point.
Yeah, if you go in the Discord,
picture of it.
If you go in the Discord and look, in the Minnesota meetup thread. hold on, I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna put it on the stream if I can.
I felt a little weird. Walking to the game, clearly. And when I got there, you guys left to get food, and I instantly went and bought a bucket of donuts and a hamburger and french fries. And I ate the hamburger and french fries before you came back, and like half the thing of donuts. But I was still feeling okay. And then I felt like the world fell on top of my shoulders. So to put it in perspective, everything just felt extremely heavy. Like somebody was literally sitting on my shoulders. I was being weighted down and I couldn't move.
Yeah, bro, that's called a couch lock. You just
get it. I was just staring at the baseball game. And I texted my wife evidently, and she was like, I knew something was wrong with you because you sent me a picture of the baseball field and said, I'm at a baseball game.
So if you're on Twitch, I just put the picture of him up. You look so rough. Your eyes were so red for the first 70% of the baseball game. You started picking up a little bit towards the end, I think, but
Yeah, I remember laughing my ass off at one part because there was a foul ball over towards some kids. And when I looked over there, it looked like the ball fell down and hit the kid in the head, and his head got smushed into his shoulders and he had no head left. And I was giggling my ass off. And you looked at me like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't feel a fucking thing, man.
Dude, I didn't know what was going on. That game felt long as shit, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, they've introduced a pitch clock in Major League Baseball.
Pitch clock, yeah.
And I will tell you, it has made games much easier to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think that felt long, just imagine if it was 2 years ago, the game would have felt like a fucking eternity.
Yeah.
So we went to the baseball game. Dawson, there's some burgers there that you really like. And
Red Cow, correct? Yep.
We had those, and I can confirm they were fucking great. Really fucking good. It was the dumbest line I've ever stood in my life. To get them.
That's not normally how, I don't know why they did it like that, but that's not great. But yeah, it's stupid. You go pay at a kiosk, and then you have to stand in a different line and wait for them to hand you the food. It was really
It was dumb.
Really stupid.
But they were really good though.
Great burgers.
Yeah. We watched the baseball game. Esta, your brother, came and his wife showed up with the kids. How old are the kids?
With the kids. How old are they?
Yeah.
This
is you're being tested right now.
It's like 4 and 2, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, I have small children and I have a daughter that just turned 5 back in May. So I've been away for a day and a half, 2 days almost at this point. And I hadn't really missed them. I was excited. I was having fun with you guys. But your niece sat down next to me at one point and just started talking my ear off. And that was the first time I missed my kids. Cause it was like, I was talking to my daughter and man, cute kids. But I mentioned them because really weird stuff was happening. They are taking a trip to Disney and they were talking about it. And they are taking a trip to Disney at the same exact time that Dawson is going to Disney. And I think they booked the same party.
Yeah. We're same night. Yeah. So
going to the same night. Fucking party at the Disney World all the way down in Florida. With some.
Was it a Halloween thing?
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a special party.
And then she tells me we're going for my birthday. And I already know the week that they're going. The week that they're going is the week that my birthday is. So I ask her, what's your birthday? And she tells me her birthday. We have the same fucking birthday. I'm like, this is weird. They're going to Disney World the same week as Dawson. They're going to the same party the same night. And she shares a birthday with me. There was a lot of weird stuff happening. A lot of weird stuff happening. So
that's pretty wild.
But yeah, they were fun to watch at the game. It was good having
them. Yeah, they were having a blast. Hopefully they weren't like too bothersome because they were
over the place.
They were all over the place, which, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they were really distracting me.
Yeah, almost Sauce could not pay attention.
I almost spit my drink all over the place. And said, holy shit.
At one point, I remember like the same thing, like kids. I'm like, oh, like my kids, most of my kids. And I went to turn around to like talk to them. And I'm like, that's not a good idea.
Well, you said something at one point. You were like, I think you were cursing or something. I was like, dude, chill out. There's a tiny child right behind you. Just calm down. You're like, You were mumbling a lot. You were mumbling a lot.
Worse than normal.
You do mumble. If Dawson's voice, you mumble as much as Dawson's voice carries. I had to turn my Sauce translator on at one point.
It's a future of mine.
Trying to figure out what's going on. And then after the game, you know, a lot of times after a baseball game, they might do fireworks. So they did fireworks after this game. And I will tell you, as far as fireworks shows after a baseball game, that was fucking great. I've seen a lot of fireworks shows. Impressive. It was really good.
I've never stayed for that. And I always kind of figured it was just like a 5 minute, like, oh, yay. That was like a 15 minute.
Probably.
Show. I think it was at least 15 minutes. It was wild. Maybe this was one of the last ones of the season, but.
And Esther, I think I talked to you about this afterwards. For something that was a family affair and like bring your kids down on the field and everything and watch the fireworks. They were playing some questionable music with those fireworks.
Yeah. and they weren't like censoring it either and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if this one's really appropriate.
I was looking around like, is this good? Like, is everyone okay with this? Are we good?
You did forget that my brother-in-law did show up later.
Oh yeah, your brother-in-law did show up.
My other niece who's starting school this fall. And she was the little baby in Boston, if anybody was there.
That's right. I did forget that. And I also forgot that he was there without your sister, which was a bummer.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a little one, so I didn't want to bring them both out.
Well, I get that. Still a disappointment. So, and then after the baseball game, we rode the train back to the hotel. Really nothing to tell about that train ride. Is pretty just...
Tons to tell. That train ride sucked ass.
It did.
We got so full at the end. It was full.
Yeah. And we were staring at each other.
Homeless guys throwing
young lady
piss bottles at the truck at the door.
Yeah.
Dawson did get a piss bottle thrown in his direction from a homeless man.
Like, this guy jumped on the train and he smelled like shit right in my face. It's like, come on, dude, get out of my fucking face. I tried to tell him like there's no more room. He's like, nah, I'm getting on. Like, all right, you're getting on.
You've seen the videos of the trains in Tokyo where they're packed in. It was packed. And I was like, I didn't know we did this post COVID. Like, I didn't know we got this close anymore because it was tight on there. And Sauce and Dawson were on one side where the doors were opening. And Esta and I picked the side where the door was broken. So it was not opening and no one was getting in on our side. So that was good. I like that.
I had to laugh because there was a guy like right next to me. And when, so as we got further down the track, a bunch of people got off at one point. Mm-hmm. Well, he shifted and he was like suddenly in my fucking face. Worse than when the train was fucking packed. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I don't know. It was bizarre.
Yeah. We had a nice conversation with a lovely lady from Canada who was there for the game because they were playing the Blue Jays. And there were...
I insulted her.
A lot.
You did. You're a dick.
So that is how that started. I'd forgotten.
Yeah, dude, because she was looking at the picture and she's like, what's that? I'm like, that's a picture of an airplane.
And he goes, you're from Canada, aren't you? And she's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I can tell.
Fucking idiot.
And then she's like, is this the right train? Like, what about the red line? And he's like, that is a picture. That goes to the air, or, you know, whatever. It's a good airplane. Not. Then he points to a different one. He's like, that one's a bus.
He was such a dick. He was such a dick. Oh, man.
In my defense, I had a lot to the THC drinks.
And then
did call him out.
I had to smooth it over. And then that got me in a conversation. And then Sauce started sending me pictures of Molly to remind me that I'm as like a reminder that I'm married or something. Thank you, Sauce. I appreciate that.
Looking out for you. Yeah.
She was a nice lady. She was nice. yeah, nothing else about the train ride back, right? It was busy, piss bottle, Dawson insulted someone. That's everything.
That was it, though. That was pretty much the night. We kind of packed it in, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We went home and went to bed, really, I think, after that.
Yeah, I think so, because we had a late morning the next morning.
It's a late night. We were getting up early to go to
Convinced me to go an hour later than I wanted to.
So we're the night before, we're talking about, okay, when are we going to the fair? Dawson, you said 8 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Get there at 8 a.m. when it opens. That's what we're doing. And there was considerable pushback on the 8 a.m. time. I don't think too many people. I would have gone at 8 a.m. I would have gone at 8 a.m. with you. But it seemed like a good portion of the people in attendance at this meetup weren't too keen on going at 8 a.m. So we settled on 9 or 9:30?
9 o'clock,
1 hour later.
What a terrible mistake.
Mr. Dawson, sir, was not happy. It's like, okay.
I mean,
all right. Listen, you can tell he was not pumped about it.
Listen, I'll tell you this much. When I go, I don't wait to walk in the door. I don't wait to get my first, I don't wait 45 minutes to get my first item of the day. Okay.
He was like, I guess I'll go fuck myself and my fair plan because people don't want to get up at 8 a.m.
It was fine.
In your defense, we got there at 9 a.m. and we did have to wait in the line to get in. It wasn't crazy, but it was a line. But the line to get our first food item was excessive, and it did set the tone for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it was a bummer. Because everyone was waiting to get the fucking fried ranch.
Ugh.
And everyone wanted that. And
we chose to go to that place. But also, every other line appeared to be long as well in that area. It was like the breakfast area, right?
Yeah, right.
And all of the lines.
Spot for that morning.
All of the lines are long. Much longer than I would have thought. You know, you hear people say, oh yeah, you're going to have to wait in a line. The lines at the Minnesota State Fair are massive. They're really long. Pretty much everywhere, it felt like. So, we got our, what did I get? I got some fried cheesecake bites or something.
Oh yeah, they have cheesecake. Oh, that's cheesecake, right, curds there. Yep.
Yeah, those were good. I enjoyed those.
I got my breakfast double.
Yeah.
So it's two sausage patties on a English muffin.
I tried the double. It was good.
And I did get the fried ranch. So fuck you.
Yep, sausage was the one. He got it.
You know who else got the fried ranch?
Rob.
And you know who ate half of the fried ranch? Rob. Do you know where Rob put the remainder of the fried ranch after he was done instead of throwing it away? In his backpack.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
I wonder if he forgot about that, too. There's no way he went back and ate those.
There's no way. He was like, can you put this in my backpack? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Put it in your backpack.
Put this paper boat in my backpack with fried ranch and dynamite. Honey, please.
It wasn't. Yeah, go ahead, Sauce. Sorry.
I got a cider from there. It's a strawberry rhubarb crumble cider. It was pretty good.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. So everyone that was going to the fair was basically in that area with us. I think maybe Stormy and Turd Hat had already, like, they got in and they bolted pretty quickly and were kind of doing their own thing. And we just sort of took the thing. It was like, okay, well, you know, everyone see their way around. I'm sure we'll see each other at some point. And, so we kind of split up into smaller groups. Our group consisted obviously of the four of us and Milliamp and Frack U. Is that the group?
Tranter also.
Tranter was with us for like the first half of the day. That's right.
For a bit. Yeah. He had a foot injury. So he
couldn't. Yeah. He had like a broken
problems
foot.
With us.
Motherfucker had a broken bone in his foot.
And walked a shit ton.
Yeah, he was just walking all over the place.
Crazy.
Yeah,
man.
We walked a ton that. We walked like 6 miles that day.
Yeah, dude. It's a lot of walking. so we, hey. we we kind of rolled around.
In the face with a soldering iron.
we rolled around at the fair for a while, and I have obviously the highlight of my fair experience happened later in the day. But is there anything in the first half of the day that you guys want to call attention to? I mean, we saw the corn art, which was, or the seed art.
Yeah, very cool. Impressive. Walls of art.
Saw a princess in the fridge.
Yeah, we saw the butter sculptures.
That's right. We did see the butter sculptures.
We got to see princess, one getting carved too.
Princess K of the Milky Way. Is that what it's called?
That's right. Yeah, it's correct.
Princess K of the
Milky Way. Sitting in the fucking spinning in circle fridge with butter being carved.
As Dawson said, just raw dogging it because you can't even look at your phone. You just got to sit there for hours.
You got to talk to this guy in the free while 175,000 people watch you all day long.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. We kind of stuck to the route a little bit, and it's a lot, right? I understand it's a full day, and we did pretty much everything there. But yeah, I mean, we got to try some. Is there anything really good that jumped out to you guys that we tried?
Food wise, I mean, did you all like those tacos that you had?
Yeah, I thought the tacos were really good. Had the cheese curd tacos.
Yeah.
I had the buffalo
chicken. Yeah, buffalo chicken cheese curd tacos.
Oh, I really like those cheese curds that I got that bucket of.
Oh, yeah.
Those were good.
Oh, yeah, that mouth trap. That's like the third busiest. They do like $3 million of cheese curds.
It was that. I can see why. They were fucking great.
Definitely legit.
Yeah, so that's probably what I liked the most at the fair.
I'm scrolling through here because a lot of people did a lot of pictures in the DM thread.
Yeah.
Of what they ate. So I'm just trying to see if I can find. There's a bunch of stuff here.
Yeah, we had like a big giant stick of bacon.
That big fat bacon was so fucking good.
We got the ice cream.
Ice cream was good.
Ice cream.
Nitro ice cream. Yep.
I got a mint malt later on. That was good.
Oh, yeah. I got a chocolate shake type thing.
What else did we do? Esther got some apples.
I did. I got some of the fancy apples.
Esther, do you like apples?
I do.
Okay, there we go.
Keep going.
Dagger got some peanut butter pancakes.
Okay.
Peanut butter bacon pancakes.
All right.
Nashville hot chicken on a stick. I don't know. This is some good, interesting stuff. A lot of corn. Corn was a big hit. Corn dogs. Pronto pups.
Oh.
I did not try one.
Frack, you put some pictures in the DM that should be deleted. I don't need to see that, Frack, you.
Oh, you guys didn't try a pronto pup?
No.
I have not tried one yet.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure it was delicious. I like corn dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a corn dog. This is a different.
Yeah. What struck me probably is just the amount of people there.
Yeah. I think that day ended up being 179,000 people or something like that.
Just that one day.
That one day. I think. No, wait.
No, it can't. What? No way.
Hold on. It was more than that. That was the day I went. Saturday, we went 207,000.
Jesus Christ.
And the all-time record is 270,000 that Saturday.
A fifth of a million people were there that day.
207,000 people. And then
it's big.
There was 256,000.
It's big, but it's not crazy big for that amount of people. Like, you're pretty packed.
Well, we talked about this. I brought this up because I was curious myself. Magic Kingdom in Disney World is 100 acres,
mm-hmm.
and the Minnesota State Fair is 322. So it's like three times the size of the Magic Kingdom if you go to Orlando, right? So it's size-wise, and it gets about three times as many people in a day as get in thought that was kind of interesting.
It's big. It's really big. But a lot of people. So that was interesting. Just being packed in with all those people. The food was good. We got to meet Esta's fucking parents. And his other brother.
Two more brothers.
Three brothers. Three Esta brothers. a lot of brothers. A lot of brothers. And his fucking mom and his dad. And let me tell you, you meet Esta's family, it's exactly what you think Esta's family is going to be like. Esta, the genes are strong, first of all, in that family.
Right.
You all are clearly related. Very clearly. Yeah. Physically related. But you all act very similarly as well. And that extends to your father.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is very much,
and the voices are all very similar.
It's pretty crazy. And I told them about the 5-knee. If they didn't already know about that, now they do. So
fantastic. But you did ask about the mulch. I think it's bullshit.
I did ask about the mulch. I did not realize that the story about the mulch was so old. I kind of envisioned it as being like in the while the show has been going on, but the way he said it was like 30 years ago or some shit.
No, so, it was more recent than that. It was during the show.
Okay. Well, he made it sound like it was further back than that, but, yeah, they're convinced that people were stealing shovels of mulch from their driveway.
I still don't believe it. I think at that time he was probably working out of state. So he probably just took
her word for it.
So, I don't think he witnessed it directly. So
are we at the point where we can talk about Ye Olde Mill?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I had hyped this thing up and we thought we were going to get to go to it earlier in the day. And then, someone's like, well, I have a full beverage, so I don't. Okay, fine.
What is that?
Fine, we won't go. We won't go because no one wants to do the most exciting thing at the state fair.
The oldest attraction. It's the oldest attraction at the state fair.
One of the original tunnels of love. So it's a historic landmark.
Okay. Do you want to describe to people your memory? Because you said, I don't get to ride this anymore. I used to ride it a long time ago, but Courtney, who's his wife, Courtney won't ride it with me. So I don't get to ride it. I haven't got to ride this in years and I'm doing it. And you guys are going to do it with me. It's the oldest attraction at the state fair. It's one of the original tunnels of love. Like it's amazing. It's so much fun. It's great. You got to try it. What is your, what is your memory of this?
In my head, it was a Disney ride where there's a lot of animatronics and songs.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean or
It's a Small World.
Small World. Something, you know, ridiculous like that. And it had been, I don't know. I would bet you it's probably been over 20 years since I've been on that. Probably 25 years since I've been on that thing. and we went to go buy our tickets and we're standing in line and we got split up. It was me and Brent. And then a random couple of a guy and a girl, and then Frack you and Sauce behind us. And I'm like, do you guys want to switch so we're not like making a sandwich or, you know, like whatever? And that came out funny because I'm like, we don't want to make a sandwich with us. She had the weirdest feet, right, Sauce?
Okay. We're standing there, and I look down, and she's got sandals on, and she is an attractive woman. But I look down, and her toes, I've never seen anyone wear the second, third, and fourth, so your three middle toes, were all longer than her big toe. You know, a lot of people, their second toe is longer than their big toe. Her three middle ones were all longer than her big toe by a good margin. It wasn't like kind of longer. they were way longer. And then her pinky toe was way far back, like way back of the pack. So I told Sauce this, and I think I fucked Sauce up when I said it.
It was fucked up. I mean, I've seen people with their second toe longer. The third toe maybe the same. Maybe it's just slightly longer. But the fourth toe? The fourth toe longer than the first toe.
A lot.
Her foot was backwards. Like, she had a backwards... like. We were joking, like, she had to wear, like, a left shoe and a right foot. Like, it doesn't make sense.
El Chorizon said, did you take any pictures of it? No, El Chorizon, we didn't take any pictures of her feet, okay?
You want to see it?
Do you want to see it? That was going to be my next question. Would you like to see the picture? I'm painting a picture for you right now, El Chorizon.
Yeah, close your eyes. You'll be like you're there. And we noticed she had a pineapple tattoo on. That was probably really weird.
I forgot about that.
But that leads into she was excited when you talked about making a sandwich, and she was like, oh, what? You don't want to make a sandwich with us? And then it got really weird.
She did say
and
that.
And then we saw the tattoo.
And it did get weird. And then we saw the tattoo, and I think the tattoo is what led to seeing the toes. I think that was the series of events that got us to where we were. But anyways.
They're right next to each other.
We waited.
Pineapple tattoos connected to the weird toes.
show title.
And then we order our tickets, and then we get up to the ticket taker guy, and it's just like, four, please. And he's this like 20-year-old kid, and he just lets out this and rolls his eyes at us, and it's like, what? You can't get mad at us for getting on the ride.
Did I miss it?
He did look at us like, what the fuck?
Did you tell everybody what the ride name was?
Ye Old Mill?
Ye Old Mill.
Well, what was the other name for it?
The Original Tunnel of Love?
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if you said it earlier.
Yeah.
Did you take a weed gummy before the show?
I think I might have dozed off for a few minutes. I'm not going to lie. I haven't slept well. So, I'm here now.
Okay, good. So we get into this boat, right? And Dawson is he's giddy. He's so excited to go on this ride. And it takes off, and it goes down this little hill, and then it gets into the tunnel. And Dawson, explain, first of all, we're packed into this thing tight, okay? It's Sauce and Frack you.
We're not four tiny men.
Sauce and Frack you up front, me and Dawson behind them, and we take off, and we get in the tunnel, and what does the tunnel look like?
I mean, we're in this red boat, and it's I don't think there's any type of engine system. It's just all running based off of the flow of the water.
Yeah.
So we go down in this, there's maybe like an inch and a half on each side of the boat, 2 inches. When you get down, you round this corner, and it is pitch black.
the blackest I've ever seen.
It's dark. I mean, there is no absolute nothing. So that instantly sets us into just a fury of laughter, because this is not what I remembered. Pitch black. And as we start to round the corner, we start to get our first glimpse of light, and it's a red glow, and it's an exit sign. So that sets us off even more. It's like an exit sign. And I don't know, we go around this thing for a bit until we get to our first
attraction.
And you fly past this thing. The boat is going so fast.
We went so fast past it.
You can't even see them. It's just so fast, and it's ridiculous. It's just like a pot of gold and like a rainbow or some lucky leprechaun. And it's just, you fly past this thing, and it's back to pitch black. And there's no sounds, there's nothing. You don't hear anyone else.
Just the sound of laughter.
Like children, and like, we're dying. Just dying laughing. And that's it. I mean, the ride is like 8 minutes long of just pitch black, going around the corner, seeing nothing besides like exit signs. And you're supposed to make out during this ride.
You go past maybe like five windows through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. It's just like wooden cutouts of random shit, like a leprechaun and a rainbow.
or uh, if If you're in the chat room, you can. I put a link. It's a HD high definition POV ride of the Tunnel of Love. If you want to see what how ridiculous it is, if not, if you're at home listening to this and you want to see, just Google Ye Old Mill POV Minnesota State Fair, and you can experience this with us. It's incredible.
Like you said, there's like 2 inches on each side of the boat. You're bumping into walls just nonstop. Dawson and Frack, you sat on the same side of the boat, which was probably a mistake because at one point the boat's like leaning over. And if there wasn't walls there to stop us, we would have tipped over probably.
Easily.
But the boats take off pretty close to each other, right?
Yeah, they're not that far apart. So like there had to be that chick we asked to be in a sandwich with us had to be right in front of us making out with her boyfriend.
We were
listening to us. We wrecked. We totally were cock blocks.
We fucked that ride up for at least 3 boats in front of and behind us because we did not stop laughing from the time. I mean, how long is that video? Was it like 5 minutes?
The video is 10 minutes, but I think it's about 8 minutes of him actually on the ride.
8 minutes of just nonstop, the hardest laughter you've heard in a long time. I laughed so fucking hard for 8 straight minutes. It was the highlight of the fair for me. That's my lasting memory is being trapped in the dark with 3 other guys.
crying.
Tears running down our faces from laughing.
Ain't no
so
party
hard.
Like a deity part.
It was
fantastic.
BGO says, so it's just a dark place to get a handy. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. You got enough time. 8 minutes is all I need.
And Dawson was not going to let us not take this ride. And I'm so glad that we did because man, what a treat. What a treat that was.
That was one of my favorite things from this entire trip. just pure laughter, pure enjoyment. And,
oh man, it was so much fun. It was so great. It was the best.
After that, we kind of packed it in.
We got cookies.
We did. We got a giant bucket. We got 2 buckets of cookies.
Those buckets of cookies, brother. Insane.
One for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like the cookies are okay.
They're not. I'll go so far as to say they're like not. They're kind of not even good. If I'm being honest.
They're okay. Yeah, I think they're just okay.
They're chocolate chip. I'll eat basically any chocolate chip cookie. Like, mm-hmm. even the worst chocolate chip cookie's okay in my eyes.
Yeah.
But they pile. It's insane the amount of cookies they pile on into this bucket. Just, she scooped it, and she poured the scoop in, and I was like, oh, that's good. And then she puts a whole nother scoop on top of the bucket that's already full.
It's an entire tray. I think it's like
it is a whole tray.
I got a video of it on Discord. If you're in the Discord, you can see it there. But yeah, it's a big tray. I think it's about 40 cookies. Yeah,
50 cookies, maybe 100 cookies, hundreds of cookies waiting to be eaten right now. But I think that was pretty much everything from the fair that's worth talking about, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we got on the bus, headed back, and Frack, you met someone from Canada and talked to them the whole time.
That's right.
Talking to people from Canada on transportation happens a lot in Minnesota. It's just what you do. And then after the fair, we had dinner in the food court at Mall of America, which...
Yeah.
We went back and forth on
pretty awesome
on where to go for dinner, and there was a lot of conversation about it, and I kind of got sick of the conversation, and I said, you know what? I'm going to the food court in the Mall of America. I'm just going to get fucking Shake Shack, and anyone that wants to come with me, feel free to come. If you guys want to do something else, that's fine, but that's what I'm doing. And then it slowly but surely, I think we wound up with like 9 or 10 people over there out of 15 probably there at the meetup.
Yeah. Yeah. Millie Emp had his dinner at some Fancy Pants restaurant. Hardhead yeah. and Stormy, I think they were just tapped out. Daggard and his wife went somewhere else. And then everyone else, I think pretty much everyone else went to the food court and got some Shake Shack and had some good chuckles. And then we're like, hey, let's do a Cinema Chat add-on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why not? Rob had talked about wanting to see a movie really bad at ScreenX.
If you don't remember what ScreenX is, we talked about it before, but there's the regular movie screen in front of you, and then the walls on the side are also screens, and at certain points of the movie, it extends out, basically surrounds you almost. Just not on the back wall, but on the sides and the front. So three screens, massive. So Rob really wanted to do that. So we were at the mall. Deadpool was playing shortly after we were going to finish eating. We had a bunch of people there. I think Trantor was the only one that was like, I'm going to tap out here.
Yeah.
And everyone else went to the movie.
Eight people, I think, at the movie. Eight or nine people.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Well, Daggard and his wife showed up at the food court at one point and then went to the theater, or met us at the theater and basically said goodbye. Like they were leaving early in the morning.
Long drive the next morning.
That was the end of the meetup for them. By the way, great people. Loved meeting you. Please come back to another one, both of you. She scared the shit out of Dawson. We forgot to talk about this. Dawson, waiting to get on the bus, was standing and like stepped on the yellow line or something as the bus was approaching or getting ready to approach. And she said something like, sir, stay off of the line. And the way that she said it sounded so fucking official. The look on Dawson's face whenever he backed up and then he realized it was her. It's like, oh, thank God. It's like, I thought I got in trouble. It sounded pretty official. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that. I was getting yelled at by a lot of people, though.
The look, you did look like you're like, oh, shit. But it was just her. So that was fun. So we went to the movie. It was hot in that movie theater.
Crazy how hot it was. There was like no AC in there. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It was hot.
But it was fun. I had a good time seeing it again. I love that movie. And, I like ScreenX. I was down.
These two guys, Sauce, Esta, you'd never seen anything in ScreenX. What'd you think of seeing a movie like that?
It's good. Yeah, I like it. Just adds a little bit to it. I don't think it's like a necessity, but it's nice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said the same. I mean, I was extremely tired. I mean, we were recliners, and it was hot as fuck, and I was falling asleep. So I think I'd want to do it again to get the real full experience, but it was enjoyable.
And this is not really important, but I feel like I need to mention it. We sat through all those previews for a Marvel movie, Deadpool. Every fucking trailer that played was for a horror movie, and that's weird to me. As someone that goes to the movies a lot, why are they all horror movies? That does not make sense. Like,
this is getting a little strange. It's like all freaky.
And those fucking red lights.
Yeah. I've never seen that before either. And we went to that movie theater before, and I don't remember that. They have like these red strobe lights during the credits. Like, hey, these are the credits or the previews.
The trailers, yeah. Yeah, it was wild. So people enjoyed the movie. That ended our Saturday, and then Sunday was Shame Brunch, which we went back to that restaurant at the next to our hotel after that. Hazelwood, I think, was the name of it.
Yep, that was the name of it.
It was a love. Oh, no. We went back to the hotel after the movie, and the power was out.
That's right. We like drove out of the Mall of America. And I'm like, it's pitch black. Well, that's not good.
The whole block was out.
The whole block, just where our hotel was, but not anywhere else. Just the block our hotel was on.
So we got back to the hotel, and there's people standing outside and in the hallways, and it was really weird. We were able to get into our room, and we went to bed with the power out. And eventually it turned back on and all the lights came on and everyone like stumbled around to turn the lights off. But it was hot in the hotel room because the AC wasn't working. So I was, I was grateful.
I didn't think I would be able to sleep as it was.
Yeah. But so were you awake the whole time?
I dozed off a little bit, but then as soon as the power came on, I woke up right away and went and turned off all the lights and then tried to crank the air.
I was, I was locked up in my own little living space. So I don't know what happened out there for the peasants in the living room, but I turned my light off and went back to sleep. So that was nice that the power came back on, but that was a weird thing to come back to. I hear stories of people that are in hotels where the fire alarm goes off and you have to get up in the middle of the night and shit. Never had anything like that happen to me. So coming back and the power being out, I was like, oh, this is going to suck. Really going to suck. But there's also like, I don't know. There's this weird, almost communal thing when something that sucks happens to a bunch of people. It's almost like, we're in this together. It's okay.
I had gone downstairs to call Eves. Just because I hadn't talked to her. And like there was a bunch of people coming out trying to figure out what's going on. So I was just talking to them. telling them like the outside doors don't work, so don't lock yourself out.
Dawson worked. Yeah, Dawson and I went to, whenever we got in, we walked to the front desk area. We were going to ask them if they knew what was going on. And whenever we got there, there was one guy walking around in circles, like trying to do stuff, talking to someone on the phone. He looked so stressed out.
I can imagine.
He looked like it was the worst. You're not trying to make anyone have the worst day at their job.
Dude, I was like, any ETAs? And he just looked at me like, no. All right, bro. I'll let you get back to it.
You're not helping. You're not helping right now. But yeah, so that was Saturday night. Shame brunch was the next day. Everyone that was at the meetup, with the exception of Daggard and his wife who had already left, was at Shame Brunch. The food was great. Was there anything? Yes.
And Alternator joined us for the first time on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
The other native of the great state of Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, he was on the other side of the table. I kind of forgot he was down there, but he was there.
He had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was a big storm. He had a ton of shit going on.
Yeah.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah. Bunch of stuff. Well, a lot of it was cleaning up his errands.
Yeah. And Matchbox 20. I wanna push you all around.
so passive aggressive.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of shit going on. Just had to, storm damage. Had to clean it up. Had to go to Matchbox 20. You know, just a lot of shit going on.
We want to see your state.
Oh fuck, that's so funny. And you know, Shame Brunch is food and sad goodbyes. And it was a smaller group this year than it typically is. Obviously, Finn wasn't able to join us. and we had some people that had to cancel in the weeks leading up, as typically happens, but it felt like there were a few more this time than there usually would be. But the people that were there, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. I would love to see everyone again. Turd Hat messaged me. He said, next year is a lock. Start planning.
Did miss you out, Charzone.
Yeah. We wish you'd been there.
There's a place in the state fair called, what is it, Giggles Campfire or whatever. grill.
Yeah.
So every time I saw that, I thought of you, El Chorizon, and giggles. I'm sad that you did not make it.
Yes, we were.
That was a bummer. We had probably, I don't know, 7 to 10 people that had were planning on coming and things came up, and we get it. We totally understand.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Having a group of 30, I'm okay with, you know, having a group of 30 people. I was already stressed out enough with people that showed up. So getting more people.
It was a stressful weekend for you because you did a lot of the planning and you felt like you needed to entertain and you wanted everyone to like your state. You wanted everyone to have a good time when they joined us and everything. So it was stressful and we knew that, but it turned out good. Like, I think everyone that came had a great time. And I don't think there's anyone that came this time that wouldn't be game for another meetup. We, you know, there were discussions about trying to, you know, where we want to go next. And we didn't really come up with anything or anything like that. But I do think people want another one. I want another one. I don't care if it's 6 people or 30 people. I want another one myself. So,
yeah, no, I think, I think we can talk about one. You know, look at, well, we even started talking. We were throwing out locations when we were at the, we were hanging out. We were talking like, well, what are we doing next time? And
yeah, I think
we'll have to see what
Vegas was thrown out. Vegas is always thrown out there. Zokiki was like, Utah, man, like you'd be surprised. I don't know that we're going to make it out to Utah. But yeah, I think that there's any number of places we could go. And I don't really care, frankly. I would go to Utah if that's where people wanted to go. Why not? So after Shame Brunch, Dawson, you had originally told us you were staying Sunday night in the hotel room because we were all leaving on Monday. Turned out that was not your plan. So you fucked off. You took your air mattress with you and your fucking Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
Glasses.
Hey,
forgot to mention
that. For the record, if you looked at the, I put on my depart, I was leaving on Sunday.
I didn't pay attention to that because you told me personally that you were leaving on Monday.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
What's sad at you?
But
did you die?
But after you left, Sauce, Esta, and I, and separately Turd Hat and Stormy, went to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
It was my first Renaissance Fair. And it was weird. If I'm being honest.
Some of the that weekend was the Highland Games, so there was a little bit of like the, you know, we saw some people doing, trying to do the caber toss and
they were
the
not
barrel good. Toss.
I saw stuff. No skill at the Highland Games.
Yeah.
Well, very amateur. It was just people from the crowd sign it up.
Well, some, the one chick looked pretty buff, but
yeah.
But I think I got a kink now that I.
What? Oh yeah.
Wait, explain. Explain. You got a thing for chicks and kilts? Strong ladies and kilts.
I have a thing for a lot of chicks I saw there. I mean, I've been to.
There were boobs. Boobies.
Not that large. There were boobies out, but I have a thing for girls with big butts and girls with tattoos, and there was a lot of girls dressed up with big butts and tattoos all over the place, and it was quite a treat. So I shall go back.
So we saw the Highland Games. We got to see a shitty R-rated comedy show.
Oh God,
it was so bad.
We sat down at this R-rated comedy show partially because we just wanted to sit down. I think we just wanted to chill for a minute. And the show was getting ready to start. And boy, this guy was fucking terrible. It was awful. And how long did we last? Maybe like a little more than 5 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
But it was only because I was like, okay, he's going to get into it here soon. And it just never settled in. Just was not, did not enjoy him whatsoever. So we fucked off. But we walked around. I stood in a line for a turkey leg for over an hour.
Yes.
Because I had never been to a Ren Faire. I'd never had a turkey leg anywhere either. And I just felt like when you're at a Renaissance fair, you eat a turkey leg. So I stood in this line for turkey legs. I was not aware that there were some tickets that you could buy that had a voucher for a free turkey leg. And apparently they couldn't keep up with the demand for the turkey leg. So at certain intervals, the line would just fucking stop until they were able to bring more turkey legs. And I looked back at the messages that we sent to each other because they did not, they waited in the line with me for 15 minutes probably. And then Sausanista went somewhere else. But I looked back at the text messages that were sent and I was in that line for over an hour and 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it was bad.
And you want to know the worst part?
You didn't even like it that much?
I didn't even fucking like the turkey leg. It wasn't even that good. You would think after waiting for that long, it would taste amazing. And it was just okay.
You got to experience it at least once.
I was glad that I got to experience it. But honestly, I enjoyed the pickle I got more from the pickle cart.
That's pretty solid, actually.
It was a good pickle. I tell you what I did enjoy, though. I enjoyed, I don't know what you call it, but the people throwing the tomatoes at the people.
Oh, yeah. The vegetable justice.
Yeah. I liked that. That was fun.
That was great. It's always fun. There's always like a couple guys that do it, and one's always better than the other by far.
Yeah. And the first guy was like this bigger guy with a beard, and he was great. And then a smaller guy got in there and he was kind of dodging the tomatoes a little bit whenever they would get close to his face. He also told the same jokes as the other guy. So the other guy probably benefited from being first, but he was just better. His voice was better.
His delivery was better. Everything was better.
Everything about him was better. But that was fun watching the kids and that one dude fucking wrecked him with that one tomato though. There was one guy that threw one sidearm about as hard as he could and hit him right in the face. It was like, goddamn. So that was a good time. The Ren Faire was fun. It was fun. It was,
we did see jousting as well, which was,
there was
jousting's good. Cause you they are really hitting each other with lances, and the object is to like break the lance on the other guy.
I did like that.
And it's still dangerous. You know, and it's not like full on, but
I would have liked to have seen someone get unhorsed, but it was a gentleman and a lady.
Yeah.
A sir and a m'lady. A madam.
A m'lady. Sounds so weird.
I was not expecting it to be intersex jousting, but it was fun. And the lady sitting in front of us, thong was showing the whole time.
Oh, that's right.
And she was breastfeeding her baby, which, I mean, that's fine. But then
she was breastfeeding?
Yeah, she had.
Oh.
Popped her boob out early and then was breastfeeding and then sat down and had like her thong just completely out.
Didn't even notice. Wailed
out. Yeah, me either.
Didn't even notice. Didn't see it.
Esther told me. He elbowed me and said, check this out.
Yeah.
Check out the milkers on this thing, he said. He said, talk about all you can drink milk. Oh, damn it, Esther, chill. Like a horn dog.
Yeah.
Oh, so long story short, you should come to a meetup. It's really fun. Like, I did have a blast. A lot of really good times. It's always fun. It's never not been great. And I would anticipate that future ones would be the same. And one of the things that I've learned going to these, and Esta and Sauce, you've been to more of them than I have, is it doesn't really matter what we're doing.
No, it doesn't.
Like, we could do anything. And so, just being with everyone is what's great.
Somebody mentioned that they had a good time just hanging out at the food court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Zelkiki was like, this was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell just like sitting around the other table, shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit, having fun.
It's great.
Yeah. That's why location's kind of cool, especially in New City you've never been to. But at the end of the day, it's just being with everybody, right?
That was one of the cool things about the place in New Orleans, I think, was that rooftop with all the tables and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a pretty nice location.
Hmm.
Just to hang out and talk to everybody.
So, well, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we covered everything. Did we miss anything? I mean, that's the weekend from our perspective. You know, the four of us hung out the entire time with each other. There are pockets of people that went and did other things at different times that have different stories. But this is our story of the meetup. And yeah, I think that's everything. I think we did it.
Yep.
I don't think there's anything else.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think we hammered it out.
2025.
Yeah, start planning.
Book your let's set some dates.
Maybe throw in some suggestions.
Yeah.
Probably maybe not like email them or anything, just reach
well there's out
on yeah, Twitter or whatever.
Twitter, you could put them in if you're in Discord, there's a Minnesota meetup section of the Discord. You could put suggestions in there. There's also a lot of you are in the Minnesota meetup DM thread on Twitter. That's a place where you could put things like that if you're in there, or if you want to tweet at us. I'm not sure how closely monitored the vent chat Gmail inbox is at the moment. So, there's ways for you to get in touch with us, but we'd love to hear from you all. I know for me, whenever I've listened to these in the past, like the post meetup wrap up kind of thing, there's always been a part of me that I liked listening to the stories and, you know, living vicariously, but there's also a piece of me that's like, oh man, I'm bummed out that I wasn't there. So some of you are probably feeling that listening to this, but you know, come next year. Cause I'll be honest with you. There was a part of me that was worried that this was going to be the last one. And I don't think it's going to be the last one. I think enough people came and had a good time, and there were enough people that wanted to come that weren't able to come that I think I'm pretty confident in saying that there will be another one. Probably, if Turd Hat has anything to say about it, in 2025. But, you know, if not in 2025, in the future. It's not going to be the last time I see some of you. I'm not going to let that happen. So
I would go with a little, like you said, if it's 3 or 4 people, I'd still have fun. I would still go because it's great to see everybody, but also it's a huge break for me personally, right?
Absolutely.
It's a good time to get away and
absolutely
unwind.
And if you go, you can split a hotel room with, you know, 2 or 3 of your buds. And it's a great time because even whenever you have downtime, there's fun. If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could even sleep on an air mattress.
We totally forgot a story.
Oh, we did.
What did we forget?
The random knocks on our door.
Oh yeah.
In the hotel.
Room. Yeah, that's right.
Oh shit.
That was that night we got in there and we were hanging out. We were hanging out and we were telling people, hey, come up to our room. And We were hanging out, and I think Frack, you knocked on the door, and he came in, and then I think Turd Hat or someone sent a message like, "What room are you guys in?" And then we hear a knock, knock, knock. There's a bunch of dudes standing around in the kitchen. I'm off to the side, open the door, and I just yell, "Welcome to the fuck!" And I stop mid sentence before I finish, "Welcome to the fuck factory." And I see a mom and like her 10-year-old daughter.
She was not 10. Room. She was not 10.
Yeah,
how old was she?
She was like 7, maybe.
Okay, okay.
That's wrong a big room. Difference.
Yeah. What's the age?
Welcome to the fuck factory.
Yeah, welcome to the fuck factory, everyone.
And luckily, there was like a bar area and a table before the door and the air mattress. But I was on all fours on the air mattress in front of Brent. And when Turd Hat came in, I was going to act like Brent was getting me from behind on the air mattress. And I popped my head up and I see this girl and her mom. And I'm like, well,
she's just like, wrong party. And then we next, I guess there was one next door.
There are some fun pictures from our hotel room. There's one of Dawson sitting on the air mattress before it's blown up, staring into the camera with his Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on.
Can I share that picture?
That's him. Yeah, him folding it up and getting the air out.
He literally sat on it and said, wait, let me get my glasses.
I'm going to put it.
We had taken a picture.
So I'm going to put it on the stream.
We're going to do it. Do it right.
I'm going to put it on the stream for people. I just got to find it.
I'll have it.
I got it too. You can put it in the chat.
Is there a video?
There's a video.
So he's got the air mattress coming up in between his legs, looking down through the glasses. It is fantastic. It is amazing.
It's a great picture.
That picture, I posted it in the Discord as well. So if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, you can go to the Discord and the Minnesota Meetup thread and look at a lot of pictures. And one of the pictures is this picture of Dawson with the air mattress.
Oh, you put it right in the thing. Nice.
So, oh, it's good times. Thank you, Sauce, for remembering that story, because that's amazing.
Yeah, it would have been terrible if we forgot that one.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys,
that was fun. Thanks,
are we
guys.
Done?
Yeah, we're done. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. I don't have, I've got the business. I'm not going to play that. We're just going to get out of here. I had a request from Zelkiki. He said he wanted to hear Marco Buono. It's unfortunately not Halloween yet. So I can't play it.
Not even October.
Well, you're right. This is going to come out. We'll probably put it out before Monday even. We don't have to wait till Monday. We're not on a regular schedule. It's not even October yet, so I can't play it. But you can look it up on YouTube, and you can play it. And if we have a show before Halloween, it can be the outro. I'm as bummed about that as you are, because I've done it for 5 or 6 straight years. So it might die in 2024.
Just make a show, play the intro, play that outro, and then that's it.
It's Halloween.
Halloween.
All right. Well, don't let me forget that. Esther, you're on it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. We're gonna punch out. Have a great time. We've missed you guys. Hope that you enjoyed listening to this. Hope it wasn't too annoying to you. And hopefully you made it to the end. But we're gonna get out of here. Have a great week. Have a great month. We'll see you in the future.
Queso.
Bye, queso.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.